This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
It probably wasn't possible when there were more than a dozen candidates, but now that the field has narrowed a bit, we can compare the GOP contenders. What would they do about the economy? And something different than Obama is not an acceptable answer. It's Thursday, January 5th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, John.
The narrowing field is a good thing.
It is. And as I said, the field is a little bit smaller today.
The people of Iowa spoke with a very clear voice. And so I have decided to stand aside.
Michelle Bachmann quits, leaving Newt, Ron, Mitt, Rick, and John. We're going to tell you where each of them stands on taxes, Medicare, and Social Security in a minute. Also, Bachmann's departure means there are no women left in this race. What will it take to get a woman in the White House that's not a first lady? We'll talk about that later this hour. But many of you are still talking about Monday night's Iowa caucus. Hugh writes this on Facebook: I find that in keeping with the tenor of their campaigning, not one of the Republicans seems close to getting a majority of Republican voters. And actually, I don't think any of these people are fit to be the chief executive of the United States of America. Give us your thoughts, 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check in on the morning's headlines.
And we begin inside the Beltway. President Obama announcing a new defense strategy at the Pentagon today. The plan will shift U.S. focus from fighting post-9/11 wars to keeping a dominant position in Asia. Today's announcement will focus on dealing with hundreds of billions of dollars in defense budget cuts as well. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is trying to lock down support in New Hampshire this morning. That's ahead of next Tuesday's primary. But the winner of the Iowa caucuses can expect a fight from GOP rivals. John Huntsman, who skipped the caucuses, says he can smell success in New Hampshire. Overseas, at least 27 people have been killed in a wave of explosions that struck two Shiite neighborhoods in Baghdad today. The attacks have ramped up fears that insurgents are increasing attacks following U.S. troop withdrawals.
Officials from the European Union are meeting in Brussels today. They'll try to work out a plan to ban the purchase of Iranian oil. Their goal, cut funding for Iran's nuclear program. Back here at home, the White House unveils a plan today to help nearly 180,000 young people get summer jobs. Today's announcement is part of the Obama administration's We Can't Wait initiative. Many of those positions will be unpaid training opportunities.
Well, good news for the music industry, although it's a little hard to tell what it actually means. U.S. album sales, what is an album anymore, rose more than 3% in 2011. Does it include downloads? Well, it's a very changed music industry in 2011. It's the first gain for the industry since 2004. The increase is helped by the top-selling album last year, 21, from British singer Adele, which sold 5.8 million. Copies, which of course gives us perfect excuse to play that album.
Meanwhile, as if we need an excuse.
Michael Bublé's album Christmas came in second place. What does that say
really?
For the industry? Yeah, it racked up $2.5 million in sales. People
that
needed some.
Me.
People needed some good karma this holiday season, I think.
And listening to Michael Bublé
gives you good karma. It's hard not to smile. I mean, he's kind of goofy, but
they left that out of my Buddhist
show business.
Asian markets
gotta
are mixed right now. CD sales are way down if you look at that report, whereas digital sales went up like 20%.
Well, what an album is anymore is
exactly
completely unclear.
Exactly. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down right now. The Dow will start at 12,418. The S&P at 1,277. The NASDAQ will open at 2,648. In a few minutes, as I said, we're going to go candidate by candidate through their economic visions for the country. And we want to know what one thing do you want the next president to do to help your financial situation? What's one thing the next president could do? A listener in Brooklyn writes, reinstate the gold standard to prevent inflation. That would ensure that my savings account won't be worthless by the time I retire. That's kind of a long shot there. And a listener in Detroit has a slightly different perspective. He or she texts this. The most important thing for the president to do to protect my financial situation is to prevent the election of a Republican as president. So you can give us your
too
thoughts.
Too many Democrats, our listeners. You guys, come on. Republicans, you got to call in 877.
I don't know.
It's always just trashing the GOP.
Except
look, the most important thing they can do is to pass a law in Washington to pay my mortgage.
Really?
That's the most. To help me.
I think we're going to get the gold standard first.
All right.
877-8-MY-STATE.